Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Vicky Cox?
Hey, what is the concern? I can give her the message.
Maybe you can help us out. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably 50-50 vote.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age to make sure we have a representative sample?
Well, I'm Vicky Cox. I'm 70 years. I just didn't know what that was about. That's why I didn't say nothing.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I'm 70 years old. My name is Vicky.
Okay, but can you please tell us what is your age?
I'm 70 years old. I just told you.
Oh, I'm sorry, 70. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
My weight, about 120 pounds.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? And you may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, critical race theory, or CRT, from 0 to 100. How would you rate critical race theory?
I don't know.
From 0 to 100? Or never heard of?
I heard of what?
Critical race theory from 0 to 100. How was
I rate? Never heard of it.
Never heard of, okay. And Donald Trump from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Donald Trump, 100%.
Okay. Public school teachers from 0 to 100?
Who?
Public school teachers. In general.
Well, I say 50% because we ain't got too many teachers in where I live, right? But we mostly got substitutes and stuff.
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, from 0 to 100?
50.
Your local school board, from 0 to 100?
My what now? School board is what?
Your local school board, from 0 to 100?
About 50%.
Okay. Black Lives Matter, or BLM, from 0 to 100?
Do not know.
I'm sorry? Never heard of?
No.
Okay. And public schools, in general?
What?
Public schools, from 0 to 100?
50.
Public charter schools, from 0 to 100?
Well, I say 50.
Okay. And the last one, Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden?
0. I don't like Joe Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Worse, sir.
Okay. And now, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is be ready for higher education like college. From 0 to 10?
10.
Grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math. From 0 to 10?
10.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10?
5.
The last 3. Compete for and get jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10?
5.
Develop social skills. From 0 to 10?
5.
And develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10?
5.
5, thank you. And would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I'll say it's about enough.
Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No. I'm a foster grandparent at schools.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. But would you agree? Would you agree? Or disagree?
No, I don't. I disagree.
That CRT bans are mainly about politics. You strongly disagree with that or somewhat disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat?
Just somewhat what now?
Disagree? Just somewhat disagree or strongly?
I didn't hear the question, honey.
Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You say disagree, but somewhat or strongly disagree?
I agree with that. They do talk a lot of politics in school.
Oh, so you are strongly agree with that or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
None at all.
Nothing at all. And now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? Just 3 statements. The first one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You strongly agree with that? Someone agree? Someone disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Some agree.
Someone agree. The next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree with that?
Some.
Somewhat agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I say some. I don't really know. Because I'm in elementary school, so I don't know. We don't do it at after school.
But should I
report? I disagree on that, Jack.
Okay. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
The last one.
Somewhat disagree, okay. And now, again, we're almost done. Now we're at 80%, and thank you for your kindness to help us. Wrapping this up with the last 2 questions, okay? I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. And just tell me, please, whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TOWER certification and licensing requirements. Strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Thomas Prue.
Increasing teacher pay. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Increasing teacher pay.
The first one.
Strongly support.
Right.
Okay. The next one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
So much oppose.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Removal.
Yes, will you strongly support that or somewhat support?
So much.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
The third one.
Strongly support, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies unit to K through 12 public school curriculum? Will you strongly oppose that or somewhat oppose?
Strong oppose.
And now, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. We're 90% of the survey. I'm going to read you some arguments that other...
I don't want to answer no more of these crazy questions. Good night. Bye.
But we're almost done. Can you please help me out? This is basically the last part of the survey, really. Hello? Can you hear me okay?